Okay, we're in the middle of trying to understand the ascites of the Mishnah before we get to the front of the Mishnah. And on Thursday, we spelled out that there are four rules that this Mishnah teaches us. And although we're going to spend time all year on the four rules, basically we're trying to understand at the outset the reason for each one and the basic lumdis that's nogea to each one. Thursday, we spoke about the four rules are that an Erva is Pater from Yibum. There's no mitzvah of Yibum by an Erva. Number two, that an Erva is Pater from Chalitza. Number three, that an Erva Pater is a Tzara. And number four, that an Erva Pater is a Tzara Sar. Thursday, we discussed the first cloud, that an Erva is Pater from Yibum. The question was why. Why is an Erva Pater from Yibum? So I mentioned to you three possible reasons. Two that come from the Gemara, and one from the Rambam. In the Gemara we find on Gimel Amid Beis that it's Gezeres HaKasuv. And on Ches Amid Beis, because Asei Deich Alois Asei, but Ein Asei Deich Alois Asei Shiesh Bekaris. The definition of an Erva is an Issacharis. And Yibum can't be Deicha Alois Asei Shiesh Bekaris. Now I'm leaving hanging for now the Kasha. Why do we need both Gezeres HaKasuv, as we have on Daf Gimel, and the Svara of Ein Asei Deich Alois Yishesh Bekaris, as we have on Daf Ches? We're going to discuss that in Yirtzeh Hashem. The first Rav Shlomo and the first Rav Shmuel talk about to try to answer this question. We're going to come back to it, because if we go into it now, we're never going to get to the Mishnah. But for now, you have to know the fact. The fact is, there's one reason on Daf Gimel, Gezeres HaKasuv, one reason on Daf Ches, the Ein Asei Deich Alois Yishesh Bekaris. Those are the two reasons for the first rule. And then we had the Rambam, who gave a third reason. The Rambam said, why is an Erva not falling, why doesn't an Erva fall to Yibum? So he said, because Ein Kedushin Taifsin B'chai V'Krisus, and it's not possible to be kind of Yavama if she's an Erva. You can't be married to a woman if she's an Erva. And this is all what we set up on Thursday. In connection to the Rambam, I mentioned to you the Chakira, which is in a number of Achrayim, whether the mitzvah of Yibum is the Maisa Biyah, or if the mitzvah of Yibum is the Kinyan being kind of the Isha. Now, for sure, a normal Yibum has both, because you can't be kind of a woman unless you bile her. There's no other Kinyan by Yavam. And every time you bile, you're kinder. So you zicha have both. The question is, which is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to be bile, a yavama? Or is the mitzvah to be kinder, the yavama, as a wife? The Rambam, it's pretty clear, holds the mitzvah is to be kinder. And Rashi on Samach Aleph and Beis seems to hold. If you can argue with me, I see room for an argument, but for now, Rashi seems to hold the mitzvah is the Maisa Biyah. On Daf Chof Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that a Kohen Gadol, to whom falls an almana besula min ha'erisa. An almana that's still a besula, she never had nesuin. An almana who's a besula min ha'erisa, she never had biya, she's still a besula. If she falls to Yibum, the Gemara says that we should say, asei dois alois asei, and he should be mekayim Yibum with Bia Rishayna, with one Bia on this woman. That's what the Gemara says of Chof Amud Aleph. Okay, you all know, I told you, on the Amud Beis, Rava says, Gazrina and Bia Shlig Rishayna to Bia Shniya, but we're holding before that. The Gemara at that point says that a besula falls to a kohen gadol, he should be miyabular. Taisvis is a kasha. We have a rule in Shas that ein isha misaberes mevia rishayim. We have a rule that a woman doesn't become pregnant, a besula doesn't become pregnant from the first bia. Ein isha misaberes mevia rishayim. So frek taisvis, how could you have a mitzvah of yibum with a bia rishayna of a besula? He's only going to do a bia rishayna and that's it. How could you have a mitzvah of yibum with a bia rishayna? She can't become pregnant from a bia rishayna. That's taisvis kasha. You're the kasha. Taisus asks, the Ramban, they ask. I shouldn't mention the Ramban, that's confusing, but so for now, Taisus asks, that how's there a mitzvah of Yibum with the first bia of a besula who's an almana? She can't become pregnant. Taisus cash. What do we see? Taisus holds. Taisus obviously holds the mitzvah is not only a bia, but a bia sharoi lihiraya. Taisus holds you're not mekayim the mitzvah even with a ma'isa bia, even though you're kaimaha. Taisus holds in the kasha, you need a bia sharoi lihiraya. You need a bia that's roi to make her pregnant. Taisus answers it's enough a bia that's ain't a roi lihiraya. It's also good. Taisvis clearly holds that the mitzvah is the ma'isa bia. The mitzvah is to be boiled. Rav Nachum and Daf Chaf brings a Tshuvas Noida Yehuda, who brings this raya from Taisvis that the mitzvah is the bia and not the kinyan. So that we have a marker in Taisvis that the mitzvah is the ma'isa bia. So that last week I told you from Rashi you can argue with me with the raya, but Taisvis seems to be a clear raya that the mitzvah is the ma'isa bia. So we have a second shita, and that's Taisvis shita. The mitzvah is the ma'isa bia. The Ran asks the same kasha. And it's interesting, the Ran says that a woman could become pregnant from Bia Rishayna. It's just not Shchiyah. The Chazal say, Ein Isha Misaberes of Bia Rishayna, it means it's not Shchiyah for her to become pregnant. And we the Chazal say it, but Yehuda and Tamar, Rashi brings in a Chumash, that Tamar became pregnant from the Bia Rishayna. So how did she become pregnant? So it says miyacha be'etzva. She broke a besulim with a finger, and therefore she was able to become pregnant. But a normal woman doesn't become pregnant. The Ran says it means normally she doesn't become pregnant. It's possible. The Ran clearly holds that you need a bia shiroi lihiraya. You need not only a bia b'iriya, that's right, to make a pregnant.
And that's the bia that makes the kingdom.
It has to be that that's the mitzvah, because otherwise, what's the kasha? But how do you prove it's not a kinyan? I'll tell you, the bia is kind of. Ubala. And
the law of the
kakabalish.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
You're saying that the kinyan has to be such a bia. Maybe you're twisting it. I mean, if it's a possibility, better. I don't see why. You know, if you hold to Kenyan, so you have to push it into Pesukim. If you hold the Bia, it fits better into the Pesukim. You don't need to twist it. The Pashtus, the words of Taisus are that you can't be Mekayim a Mitzvah without such a Bia. So that's the Pashtus of the Pesukim. It doesn't seem to bother Taisus if it wouldn't be an Alman who can't do a Bia Shnei. Taisus doesn't ask Bahama, how could you ever do a basura? It would be a shnei, it wouldn't bother Taisus. It seems to bother Taisus because it's only a biri shnei, not a biri shnei, if I don't know. Uncle Punim, I think we have something of a raya for Taisus. We'll get to that far. We'll see if it's yeah, mochruf, now mochruf, but according to that view, that brings a raya. Reb Shimon, in Simon Bey's Ois Hay, also discusses this chakira, and he brings a minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch says that if a yavam is miyabein the yavama, regular case, no relative, a normal case, someone's miyabim his yavama, but he wasn't mechavim l'shem mitzvah. The yavam was miyabim the yavama without kavana for a mitzvah. We're going to have later in the Masechta that it works. Yibum doesn't need kavana. Why not? We'll have to see. But a yavam who's bayil a yavama doesn't need kavana. And you kind of. The Mechas Chinuch says that since we paskin mitzvah tzriches kavana, if you do a ma'aseh mitzvah, mitzvah d'oraisa, it's tzriches kavana, it needs kavana. So the Mechas Chinuch, when a man is boiled the yavama without kavana, he's taka kainar. But he doesn't get credit in Shemayim for a mitzvah. He did it without kavana. He did the ma'aseh without kavana. Therefore, Zakta Mechas Chinuch, when he does the second bia, he should be mechavim l'shem mitzvah. He should do the ma'aseh mitzvah with kavana to be yaitzu the obligation of mitzvah tzriches kavana. That's what says the Mechas Chinuch. So again, a bia without kavana is definitely kind of the one. That's a Gemara later. But as far as schar mitzvah in Shemayim, he's missing schar mitzvah. He didn't have kavana. Let me rephrase it then. He was mekayim the ma'aseh ha-mitzvah. He did the ma'aseh ha-mitzvah. But he's missing in schar mitzvah. Yeah, someone does a bris milah without kavana l'shem mitzvah. So the mitzvah, the milah is done. The child is normal. But he's missing in the ma'aseh ha-mitzvah. Now, there's no choice. There's no second way. Time dealing with a second opportunity. If he'll do it the second time, that's what the Mechas Chinuch says, that the second time will be Mekayim the mitzvah. According to Abishol, you're right. I'm not talking about Abishol. I'm talking about the Chacham. Okay. What? Okay, I didn't mean to get the harp on the bris situation. But, Zakter Shimon, if you hold the mitzvah as a ma'isa bia, then the Mechas Chinuch makes sense. The mitzvah is a ma'isa bia. You did it once without kavana, so do it now again with kavana. The first time was a ma'isa bia, second time was a ma'isa bia. Ma'isa bia could happen 100 times. It's like any mitzvah that's the ma'isa. The mitzvah teen matzah, the matzah, and you have to mechavan l'shem mitzvah's matzah. If you're not mechavin, so you have to eat a kezayis again. Eat a kezayis again. If you hold the mitzvah to be kind of the woman, Zakr Shimon, if the mitzvah to be kind of her, the first bia without kavana is already kind of her. You're already kind of her. The second bia is not a mitzvah. You're not being kind of her with the second bia. If the mitzvah is the kinyan, so why does it help to have kavana l'shem mitzvah in the second bia? The mitzvah is done already. The mitzvah is already finished. You can't do it again. You're kainah, she's your wife. The mitzvah is to be married to her. You're already married to her. The second bia is not going to wife a kinyan. So Reb Shimon disagrees with Mishnah Simcha, because he holds that the mitzvah is the kinyan. And since the mitzvah is the kinyan, so you can't do it twice. You did it once, you did it without kavanah for falun. If you do any type of mitzvah that you can't repeat, not every, so eating kazayas matzah you could repeat. Not every mitzvah is it physically possible to repeat. If you're going to burn your last chametz without kavanah, so for falun, you burnt your last chametz, you're not more chametz. There are certain mitzvahs that you get one chance. If you didn't, so you didn't. So you're missing kavanah. So here in the Reb Shimon, we have an afkamina between the two tzadim. If you hold the mitzvah as a kinyan, you get one chance and that's it. If you hold the mitzvah as the bia, then the Minchas Chinuch is right. A person could do it a second time. So Reb Shimon gives us an afkamina. Reb Shimon has a second afkamina, which is negat to the bottom taisvis. You get to taisvis v'achos ishtai. I hope soon we'll come back to this Reb Shimon and Simon Beis, I say, who, when he talks about the Asanida, talks about Vaita, about this Chakir. So we'll come back. Reb Shimon Nem is on the Kinyan as the mitzvah. It seems most of the Rosh Shiva's Nem on the Kinyan as the mitzvah. So Mimela, well, you need Kavana to get Skar Mitzvah. You don't have Skar for the mitzvah, you have to have Kavana. It's Mitzvah Shiva's Kavana. But the Kinyan is Skar without it. But it's like any mitzvah where if you mechabel l'shem mitzvah, it's, you have star mitzvah. If not, you don't. The maisa was done, but you're missing in the star mitzvah. The kinyan was found, but to the degree that you're supposed to get star from the mitzvah, the kinyan that you didn't do. Kuntur Shimon?
Yeah.
It doesn't. Shimon is saying, argue with the Mishnah. He's saying, Kavanah, second time, won't do wife anything. If you hold Mitzvah Sein Tzrichis Kavanah, the whole discussion doesn't begin. Excuse me? Rav Shimon holds that you have to have Kavanah the first time you do the evil, when you're kind of her. What? It works. There's no nafkamina. The nafkamina is in Schar and Shemayim. If you hold mitzvah, if you did it without kavana, you're kind of. If you have the Schar mitzvah, if you hold Tzrichus kavana, then you're missing the Schar mitzvah. It's in the Schar mitzvah, yeah. There are many things where, see, there's some mitzvahs where the mitzvah is the maisa, not the tzitzah. With the mitzvah is the maisa, if you don't have Schar mitzvah, you don't have a mitzvah at all. By a Kenyan, the mitzvah is the Tetzah, that's a different story. The Tetzah is there. Someone's Makayim Pur Ravu without Kavanah. So the mitzvah Pur Ravu is there. He had children, the result is the mitzvah. He's missing in the Kavanah mitzvah. Things that the mitzvah is the result, the child, the mitzvah should exist, it's still missing in the Tetzah's Kavanah. Okay, so for now, we're going to put aside this first topic of the Mishnah, just for the sake of moving on. There's still a lot to talk about, but we'll get back to it. Let's move on to the second topic of the Mishnah, the din that an erva that falls to Yibum does not need chalitza. An erva that falls to Yibum doesn't have a mitzvah of Yibum, so that we discussed. The second rule of the Mishnah is that a Yavama, an Erva, that falls to Yibum, there's no mitzvah chalitza. Question is why? Okay, so the first question, we had three possible answers. For this one, there's one answer. Why is there no chalitza? So the Gemara is going to say that Chof Amid Aleph. Chof Amid Aleph, we keep on referring to. The whole Daf Chof. Gemara says in the bottom of the Amid Aleph, there's Xeris HaKosuf. Im lo yachba itzo ish lo kachta ha chofetz miyabem kala oilo l'yibom oilo l'chalitza v'cho she'ena oilo l'yibom ena oilo l'chalitza. Gemara has a klal. The klal we've been discussed many times. Kal ha oilo l'yibom oilo l'chalitza kala she'ena oilo l'yibom ena oilo l'chalitza. What does that mean? If you could do yibom, you have a mitzvah of chalitza. If you can't do yibum, there's no mitzvah of chalitza. It's totally zeh b'zeh. Gemara says, with the exception of chayvei lavin, acheletes v'loy b'siyah b'emes, there's an exception. Either Rav Gidlam or Rav says because of zeh sakasuv, or Rava says because of a zeh rabbi Yerushat to be a shliya. But besides chayvei lavin, we have a rule. Kol she'ayla l'yibum ayla l'chalitza, kol she'ena ayla l'yibum ayla l'chalitza, that chalitza and yibum are totally zeh b'zeh. If you have a chetimtza, where there's no mitzvah of yibum, then there's no mitzvah of chalitza either, the whole parsha falls away, and that's why ve'en erva, there's nothing, ve'en erva, no yibum, no chalitza, nothing, and she can go and marry l'shuk. Simple enough. A klal, kol she'ena l'yibum ena l'chalitza. The first Rajba in Masechtas Yevamos discusses the Gedarim of Kol She'ena Ayla L'Yibum Eina Ayla L'Chalitza. Now, you must look at the Rajba inside. I'm going to explain the Rajba the way I understand the Rajba. But the language of the Rajba is not so clear that the way I'm explaining it is right. And therefore, it's important for you to see the Rajba. This is a Rajba Gedda that's going to come up. It's going to come up later. Let me explain the Rajba in, I guess, the simplest way to understand it. Certainly there's some achrayim who understand the way I'm saying. But you should look at the Rajba inside. Try to pick up on where the Lashon is not so clear. The Rajba says a yesod that the rule of kol she'ena ayla l'yibum ena ayla l'chalitza only holds true if the reason you're not ayla l'yibum is because of a mesechtes yevamos dikedin. If the reason you're not ayla l'yibum has something to do with hilchis yevamos. For example, an erva. There's no yibum by an erva. Why? So it's a kasuv. Whatever we learn it from, it's a din in hilchas yevamos. Din a yibum, there's a din. Erva is not a little yibum. If it's a mesechtes yevamos dika din, then we say kol she'ena a little yibum ena lo l'chalitza. What happens if there's a side din? There's a side reason that a woman can't be Eilu L'Yibum. I'll give you an example he brings. Let's say a woman made a neder that she's never going to have Hanah from Reuven. This is before she felt the Yibum, before anything. Earlier, she was angry at Reuven, she made a neder, she asked Reuven b'Hanah, and her husband wasn't made for the neder, and the neder stands. She has a neder, she's not going to have hanah from Reuven. Now, she marries Reuven's brother. Her husband dies. He has one brother, this Reuven. She falls to yibum. She can't do yibum. She's also about not to him. She has a siddai raisa, which is an asay and a lais asay. The Dorim is a lav layachal devarai and mitzvah saseh of being mekayim devarai, and she can't do yibum. Pasha, she can't do yibum. Does she do chalitza? L'chayru, we should say, kol she'ena oyla liyibum, eni oyla l'chalitza. She can't do yibum. She made a neder. So kol she'ena oyla liyibum, eni oyla l'chalitza. Zakhtar Rashba, no. This is a Hilchis Nadarim Dikadin. This is not a Hilchis Yevamos Dikadin that's stopping her. What's stopping her? Something to do with Dina, you in the Sakhtis Yevamos? Nothing. It's a Nadarim Dikadin. What the Achrayim call a Tam Tzedadi. A side reason to Yevamos. Any time a person is not Oyla Le'ibon for a Tam Tzedadi, then they do chalitza. Then we don't say, kol she'ena l'yibum, eni ayla l'chalitza.
Torah to take it into Arabic, that might have been this a lot.
Well, according to Rava, in a Torah it's only Yirum, that's why this Chalitza. Just Rabban Ruah Gai is a Birushan to Birushan. So, even by Allah, we say, Kol Shein Olivai Ola Chalitza, this is in a Torah. Because in a Torah, Rava holds that you are a Olivai. Just Rabban Ruah Gai is a Samelia.
Even
the
first
one
will be
us.
Even...
Here, even the first deal would be us. Now, the Rashba, the Iker, is not coming for the Nedarim case. I started with Nedarim, it's an easy case. Everyone understands it. The Rashba starts with a more complicated case as follows. Those of you who learned Gittin last year, the ninth parak. This case was in the beginning of the ninth parak. Machlokes Tanoim. I'm going to get into the Machlokes Tanoim. We'll talk about the Rashba. A woman is married to a man. Don't do Yibum yet. Married to a man, he gives her a get. But he gives her a get. Al minas shaloi tinase laploini. Gives her a get on the condition that she doesn't marry Reuven. So we'll assume such a get is chal. The Gemara there talks about whether it's chal, but Ludina with Mashmir, that such a get is chal, and she's also to that, and the Tanai is Kayim. She's also to that man. Okay, again, a man gives a woman a get on the condition that you don't marry Reuven. That's her first husband. So what does she do? Guess what she did? She goes and she marries who? Reuven's brother. She marries Shimon. You're not going to marry Reuven. She marries Reuven and she goes back to being an Eshes Ish, right? So she goes and she marries Shimon. And of course, what happens? Shimon dies without children. Otherwise, it wouldn't be in the Rashba, right? Shimon dies without children. She falls to Yibum to Reuven, who she can't be Miyamim. You have the case. Okay? You have the case. She's married to man number one. Her first husband gives her a get, al-minos, that you don't marry Reuven. For the rest of her life, she can't marry Reuven. If she ever marries Reuven, the get is bottle, and she falls back to being an Eshes Ish to the first husband. So she marries Shimon. Now that she married Shimon, Shimon dies without children, and she falls to Yibum, to this same Reuven. To this Reuven, now she's stuck. What happens if she marries Reuven? What's going to happen? She'll become an Eshes Ish back from the time of the original get. It was Amanas. She'll be an Eshes Ish. When she lived with Shimon, she would have lived with Yisrael. The question, no question, she can't do evil. The question is, why isn't that a 16th erva in the Mishnah? The Mishnah should say, there are 16 ervas. Because this woman is an Eshes Ish klape Reuven. Reuven, she can't do Yibum to Reuven. Why? Because if she's Miyabim, let Reuven be Miyabim her, she'll become an Eshes Ish. So the Rashba asks, why isn't this case in the Mishnah too? He'll tell me the Mishnah doesn't have to come up with every single case. That's not what the Rashba says. The Rashba says, here I have a case where she's an Erva to Reuven, not because of any of the 15 in the Mishnah. She's not Bita, Yavas Bita, Yavas Bita, none of them. She's Eshes Ish, the Galgabi Reuven, the only man in the world that she's an Eshes Ish Galgabi. Because if she marries Reuven, the first get is Batul, and Mefrei, she's an Eshes Ish, and she can't. So why isn't this in the Mishnah? That's the Rashba's Kasha. The Rashba answers that in this case, in a case where she can't marry Reuven. Why? Because she'll become an Eishes Ish. So the Rashba, that thing preventing her is not a Yevamis Dikadin. It's a Ilchus Gittin Dikadin. It's a din and din a gittin. If you give the get out tonight, and you violate the tonight later, it's Batul Mefreya. That's a din and Ilchus Gittin. What's the reason in this case that she can't be Miyabin? Because of that cheshbin that the get will be Batul Mefreya. In Cain. For such a woman, will say, you can't do Yibam, but you need Chalitza. We're not going to say, Kol She'ena Yibam, Eina Eila L'Chalitza. You're going to need Chalitza. Why do you need Chalitza? Because the rule of Kol She'ena Yibam, Eina Eila L'Chalitza does not apply when there's a Tam Tzdani for your Isser. Memela, you'll need Chalitza. And it can't fit into the Mishnah. The 15 in the Mishnah are Pachasar, Paturim, and Achlitim, and Yibum, and Tsarasar, and Tsarasam, and Tsarasam, and Saifa. Everyone's part of Yibum and Chalitz. The 15 in our Mishnah are Yavamis Dikadina. They're all Dinim in the parasha of Yavamis. This case is a case where the get will be Batal Mafreya. It's not a din in Hilchas Yibum. I think the Gemara in the ninth parak in Gittin says you only say Masna Amasha Kasa B'Tayra on them if it's a result of the Maisa with the Tanai immediately. If the Tanai is later, where is the Sugi to say Hariyat Mugaresh is Hamadasha Pechli Basa Chazir? So the Gemara says, why is that Masna Kasa B'Tayra? He says, that's not Masha Kasa B'Tayra. Masha Kasa B'Tayra is not. If I make it Tanai, the Tanai means you have to do an Aveira. Just because the Torah is, if I take Ribbis and lend you money for Ribbis, I'm an Ashen Lacha Ribbis. It's not Sfin as Ribbis. Or you marry a woman, I'm Ashen Lacha Shech, it's fine. But if the Tanai ends up violating the Torah, the Gemara says, that's not what my thing is supposed to be. What? Why doesn't she fall to Yibam? But she's not going to do that. You're right. If she'll be nibble to Reuven, then the kettle will be buckled. It'll turn out she was never married to Shimon. It'll turn out she's nation sister to Reuven too. It's not possible for her to do evil. So the evil is impossible. Because of that, she's not nibble to Reuven. She is falling to evil. The question is, could she do Chalitz? Evil is not an option. It'll mess up everything on Afraya. She do Chalitz. Could the Tzara do evil? So that has to do with the part of the Rashba I'm not getting into. The Rashba says Ein Paiter in Tzara Seyim, and that the Tzara would do it. There's another reason why it doesn't fit into the Mishnah. So you're right. Both are true. No Chalitza, and it doesn't pass into Tzara. In other words, no Tur Chalitza, there'll be Chalitza, and no. Both are true. So the Rashba here tells us that in this case we will not say Kol She'ena Libano Chalitza. It's coming for a Zaytik reason. This is the first Rashba in the Sefer Yevamis. Klal, any time the Isser comes from a Tam Tzdadi, doesn't, we don't say the rule of Kol She'ena Libano Chalitza. Tosfos and Daf Yud Amud Aleph, Yibra Maschel La'Olam, asks Tosfos the Rashba's Kasha and does not say the same Teretz. What is his Teretz? Either you wait in suspense for Daf Yud, or you sit with your Chavrusa and you learn the Tosfos. But Tosfos Daf Yud, Yibra Maschel La'Olam, asks the Rashba's Teretz, Kasha, and does not say the same Teretz. And therefore, we understand that Tosfos disagrees with the aside of the Rashba. We have now a machlokes between the Rashba and Tosfos. If this klal that a tam tzedadi is an exception to kol she'ena aliva v'ena lechalitza, whether this klal is a emes klal, which the Rashba holds certainly that it is. we have now a disagreement as to whether the Rajva's klal is true. Tosfos disagrees. So we have in the what I'm calling the second yesod of the Mishnah, we have now machlokes rishonim in where it applies. Now we're going to come back to this as well. But I want to tell you that in halacha lemaisa, this is a very important machlokes. I'll tell you why. Halacha lemaisa, where does it come up? Yibum mechalitza. It happens by from people that someone falls to yibum. You know, we all know we don't do yibum bisman hazeh. At least Ashkenazim don't do yibum. We do chalitza. It comes up sometimes by frayin. A woman is married and her husband dies. She never heard of Yavamis, she never heard of Chalitza. Her husband died. She gets married again. And now, either they become from, or their kids will become from, and suddenly, what happened? She got married to Issa. She fell to Yibum. Her husband died, she fell to Yibum to her husband's brother. She didn't know anything about it. And she remarried. Kedushin Eschal, Yavam Lashuk. If someone marries a Yavam Lashuk, Kedushin HaTayfis, Yavam Lashuk is not Issachar, is it? Kedushin HaTayfis. She's married. No, she comes to a Rav. The Rav says, you know, you messed up. You got married a Chalitza. So what does she say? All right, I'll do Chalitza now. Could she do Chalitza now? Could she do Chalitza at this moment? If you look at the tshuvas of the Gedolei Olam throughout the generations, everyone has a tshuva about it. From Sofer, Nevi Yehuda, Chaim Lozer, Ramosha. What do you do now? She's married. Could you do Chalitza? What's the tzad you can't do Chalitza? What's the tzad you can't do Chalitza? Why not? He's the Chalitza. Therefore, Shaila is right now she's an Eishes Ish. Right now she's an Eina Oyla V'Yibum. You can do Yibum to her. She's an Eishes Ish. Should we say Kol She'Eina Oyla V'Yibum Eina Oyla Chalitza Basher Hisham, the way she is now, it's not possible to do Yibum to her. Should we tell her, listen, first, your husband has to give you a get. And then you'll do chalitza. And then you'll remarry your husband. Hopefully he's not a kayin. Chalitza is also a kayin anyway. But now, a lot of these women are not willing to tell you to go through a get in order to do Mrs. Chalitza. The question is, do we now say, kosheina leave ayla chalitza, she can't, or not? This is Tali in the Rajba's side. What? Once she gets divorced, she's Ayla Liyibum. Excuse me? Now, Kozma, she's still married, she can be Ayla Liyibum, she's Eishes Ish. Once she gets divorced, what? There isn't Chiyuv Chalitza. Well, right now, whenever she lives with him, she's over on Yavam Lashuk. She's over in a lav deraisa. Right. What? But if this is just the marriage and not every bia, maybe you're right. But she's missing a mitzvah. She's an eshes ish. Kedushin atayfis by chayvei lavim. The Yavam Lashuk is chayvei lavim. But the kiva holds that kedushin atayfis, and we pass with kedushin atayfis. So she's Neshes Ish. And now she comes in front of us. What do we do? The Kedushin is Taifis. Yavam Lashuk, there's no argument, Kedushin is Taifis. So if Yavam gets married, Lashuk, Kedushin is Taifis, the children are not Mamzer. But now that she wants to do Mitzvah Chalitza, could she do Chalitza now? Where she is now, she can't do Yibam. We should say, Kol She'en Ol Yibam, Ein Ol Chalitza. According to the Rajba, it's not a problem. Why is she Ein Ol Yibum? It's nothing to do with Hilchos Yavamis. She married someone else. She Eishes Ish. An Eishes Ish, nobody's allowed to marry an Eishes Ish. Nothing to do with her being, nothing to do with Yibum. No one can marry an Eishes Ish. So that's a halacha in Hilchos Yisurei Biyam. You can't marry an Eishes Ish. It's not a din that we learn out of a pasuk in Parshas Yibum, Parshas Yibamus. So Mimela, according to the Rashba, you can do chalitza. You're like Tosis. Tosis says you always say Kol She'en Aliva Ne'ola Chalitza. It's a makom to Claire, but Pashtos. She's not Ayel Yibum, she can't be Ayel Chalitza. Pashtos. So Kaponim, this is the Nekuda Shniyah of the Mishnah, the idea of a Ayel Yibum Ayel Chalitza. The rule of Eina Elibim, Eina El Chalitza, and how far it goes.
The issue should be the same thing. It's not about Esen. You went and married a sister besides him.
Right.
That made the
error. Eishes Ish should not be a David study.
Yeah.
Should not be. The Isser, I guess it'll depend on the gather of a David study. If the point is that the Isser doesn't say in the Parsha of Yevamis, then it's a David study. And the base mayor in Simon Kufman Tess, the beginning of the Kumbhun test, he's tunneling in the Rashba. The later Chumas bring this base mayor. Again, I'll leave it. We'll get to Kosher and Yohai Litzalit, so we just try to learn the Mishnah now. But this is the Iker Divrei Arishayin of Achrayin in the Iker, and Eliyah Bechlisa is totally in this Rashba. The Rashba put it in this Mishnah, so we're learning it in this Mishnah. And Kibushim types in
by
Erva. Well, the Rambam's going to have to work with the Gezeres HaKasim. You're right. If we're going to say that the Rambam Pahel, we don't pass on the Gezeres HaKasim, you'd be right. It'll be a time study. So we'll have to figure out how it works. And you have to work with the Gezeres HaKasim to the mark. Reb Shimon is a very nice Kuda that he adds to this Rashba. I can't resist discussing it because it's something we've spoken about in previous years. The Rambam Shita is that every Issa Derabbanan is an Issa Deraisa. Which every time you hear it the first time, it sounds very strange. Why does it mean every Issa Derabbanan is an Issa Deraisa? But the Rambam holds that since the Torah Aser Lososer Min Adover Asher Yegidu L'Chayam and a smile, the Torah obligates a person to listen to Takanas Rabbanan. So therefore, every time you're over the Rabbanan, you're over the Raisa too. That's what Rambam used to say. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs says, what are you talking about? According to you, every Safek to Rabbanan, why is Safek to Rabbanan Lakula? According to the Rambam, every Safek to Rabbanan is a Safek to Raisa. It should be Safek to Raisa no Chumra. That's the Ramban's kasha. So we discussed the previous years how to answer it. Shef Shmaitza, Shmaitza Aleph Perek Aleph starts with this. But this is a rule that we already know. Shitas HaRambam is that every Issa de Rabbanan is also an Issa de Raisa. And however you work with the many Shverikaiten, however you work it out, bottom line, the Rambam Zicha holds this way. Rekha Shimon, we learned there are three types of women you're not allowed to marry. Inissa Erva, Inissa Lav, and Shniyais. What are Shniyais? Shniyais are women that you're not allowed to marry midrabah. Shniyais are women that you're not allowed to marry atatakana drabah. So we said, Shniyais, what's a din lamaisa? It's easy. Minat Taira, Shniyais. Shniyais is a grandmother, a granddaughter. Shniyais, Taisa Drabbanan. So we said it's easy. The halacha is, Chaylatzes, and you're not miyavim. Minat Taira, you do yibum. Rabbanan asked yibum. You can do yibum Drabbanan, so you do chalitz. Frek Rav Shimon. If you hold that every Shniyais is an Issa Deraisa, so we should say, Kol She'en Aliva Ne'ola Chalitza. We should say the rule that kol sheino yiba made a lechalitza by shniyais. Mishlam yotzei derabbanan. So rabbanan not mafkir it in Torah that in a Torah you need some sort of a hetter. You need yiba chalitza. Why don't you say? What's the Sinisidai Raisa? You could do Yibum. Why? Why? You could tell me because it's Chai Ve'Lavim. You could answer me it's Chai Ve'Lavim. And Taki could do Yibum just because Erebi Yerushan had to be Shnei. You could answer that. But according to Rav Gidla Marav, who doesn't hold this a Gezeira, okay, your terrace won't be enough. What? What? I mean, however, Rav Gidla Marav, he says, all Chai Ve'Lav and he will. But Rav Gidla Marav seems to be talking about Isurei Erva that are allowed. Because he learns it out of a Ribo in the Pasuk. Seems to learn it from there. Maybe you're right. Maybe that's how Tosfos will answer. Or Rav Shimon says, is that like the Rashba? It's good. Rav Shimon says, like the Rashba, the rule of kol she'ena libam ena ayla l'chalitza doesn't apply to someone who's asur because of gzeira d'rabbana. That's not a yevamistik din. That's a din like asur. It's a separate, it's a zaitik din. It's a tam study that it's ayla l'chalitza. Zakr of Shimon, according to that, it's very good. The rule of Kol Shein Aliba made it out of the Chalitza as no Sheikhs. So, Al Kaponim, these are these three applications of the Rashba. We have the two cases he brings. We have four cases. The case of Neder, the case of a Get Al Tanai, those are the two the Rashba brings. Then we have the Beis Meir, the case of Yevam Leshuv, and now the case of Shniyos. So we have four cases where the Rashba's Klal seems to apply, and so we're nicha with that. So we've covered two of the four Klalim of the Mishnah. Now, the last two, Tzara and Tzara's Tzara, we're going to get to tomorrow. I'm going to do Mitzvashem tomorrow, Tosfos. He brings the Gemara Daf Yud Gimel. There are 5 minutes left. I'd like to touch on a side point, but just for tomorrow, when you learn Tosfos on Daf Yud Gimel, I want you to notice that Rashi on Daf Yud Gimel disagrees with Tosfos. Have you realized? Rashi on Daf Yud Gimel disagrees with Tosfos Halacha. We'll see that tomorrow, and we're going to learn tomorrow also the Rebbe Akiva Eiger, which is in the Mishnayis, is Kasha on the Dinam of Tor Tzara. Let's just for a minute sidetrack to a separate part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah counts 15 Erebus. Bita, Basbita, Basbina, Basishta, Basbina, Basbita, Bita, Chamaisa. The seventh one, Bita, Basbita, Basbina, Basishta, Basbina, Basbita, Chamaisa. The seventh one is the Chamaisa, mother-in-law. What's a case of Chamoisai falling to Yibam? What's a case where my mother-in-law can marry my brother? Is that a complicated thing? My brother marry my mother-in-law, is that complicated? It's not complicated, no. My mother-in-law marries my brother, and my brother dies, and she falls to me to Yibam. It's not so complicated. Rashi says, Chamoisai, Shemes Baila, first she's married to my father-in-law, and the father-in-law died, and then Nisa Achiv, she got married a second time to the brother of the son-in-law, the son-in-law's brother, and now her second husband died. Now, in order for Rashi to have a case, Rashi has to have the mother-in-law losing two husbands. First she was my mother-in-law. Then the father-in-law died. Then she married my brother. And then my brother died. And now she fell to me to you. Frakta Maram, why do you have to have such a twisted case, such a convoluted case? She got married first to my father-in-law died, and then she married someone else. Why do you need such a case? Why not straight out? I have a father-in-law, and I have a mother-in-law. A man has a father-in-law and a mother-in-law, and the mother-in-law is married to his brother. As he married his brother, her first marriage was to his brother. You're allowed to marry your brother's daughter. She got married the first time to my brother, and they had a daughter, and I married the daughter. The first isn't allowed to marry his niece. So why do you have to have such a strange case, an easy case? No? Is it complicated? A simple case. A man marries his niece, and therefore his mother-in-law is his brother's wife. Easy case. So the Maran asks, why does the Mishnah say this? It's a simpler case. Why does the Mishnah say this? They should jump up and tell me, why not? Because he has children. Because obviously he has children. If I married his daughter, he has children, there's no evil. Right? If I married his daughter, then he has children. So that's why you can't have the case. You can't say, I married my brother's daughter, and then my brother died and she fell to you, so he has children. So to Maran, 1 minute. If someone has children, and the children predecease him, they die before him, you do fall to you. So you could have such a case. A man marries his niece. His niece dies. It's the only child that his brother had. His niece dies. And then his brother-in-law dies. The fact that you fall to evil. So the Maran asks, why don't you say such a simple case? Now for those of you who are confused, it's not such a simple case. But if you sit down and you work it out, it's not so complicated. Yeah? Because why does she have to lose two husbands? Why does Rashi have to have a case? Married to one man, he dies. Married a second man, huh?
Two people have to die.
Two people have to die. What's the difference if it's two husbands? What?
The
Rashi says that once. Another part. But so maybe that case isn't much better. The time is, either way, two people have to die. So it's a difference if... Do you still have an Issa Chamoisai in that case? Okay, very good. It's a very lumdish shaila. Does a mother-in-law remain a mother-in-law after the wife dies?
Can marry her.
So Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Mishnah is answers the Maram's kasha. He says the halachi is she remains an Arab, but there's a Tana who holds. I think he's Rabbi Akiva maybe. So there's a Tana that holds that after a man's wife dies, the mother-in-law, is no longer osur of the issa chamaisa. It's interesting. He says he's osur of the Oror Baal Chamaisai that we had in Parashas Kisava is an Oror, but there's no Karas. It's not an Arab. So he Rabbi Kivager answers that since there's a Shita that holds that this type of Chamaisai loses a Din Chamaisai, even though they're not Paschal that way, but Rashi wanted to say a case that's true Lekuli Alma. You don't want to get into cases that Amach likes it. And that's why Rashi picks this case of Chamaisai. That's how Akiva Eiger answers the Kasha de Maran, the case of Chamaisai. Okay, tomorrow we come to the last two Nekudas. Why, from where do we know that an Erva Patas Tzara? That was easy, from Mitzrayim. And how do you know an Erva Patas Tzara? Tzara, and that depends on Taisvis, so that's going to be the Arichas Tzara.